Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. USDA facing some doubts about the reliability of the data they provide. Questioning it is farmers, grain traders, and economists. Reuters saying the doubts are coming about because of the agency's significant staff losses and the sharp upward revision in how many acres of corn U.S. farmers harvested in 2025. The Reuters report said thousands of employees left the agency last year as part of the administration's push to shrink the federal government, and industry stakeholders are worried that the shrinking staff limited the agency's ability to produce timely and accurate data. USDA's final January estimates of how many acres corn farmers planted and harvested in 2025 represents unprecedented increase from June's initial estimates. The unexpected revisions prompted the National Ag Statistics Service to launch an internal review of its processes for making acreage estimates. President Trump's tariffs are being challenged in the U.S. House after it failed to continue delaying measures to end the tariffs, which opened the door to potential action. The House narrowly rejected any further moratorium on votes to end the president's national emergency that he used to impose his tariff, leading to a planned vote on ending it. Three Republicans, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Nebraska's Don Bacon, and Kevin Kiley of California, voted with all the chamber's Democrats not to extend the moratorium. House Speaker Mike Johnson argued for renewal, telling reporters,
"The rationale for this, for just extending this for a little bit longer to July, is to allow the Supreme Court to rule on the pending case that everybody's watching and waiting for."
Including farmers who've complained the tariffs have cost market share, depressed crop prices, raised costs on inputs like fertilizer. Johnson countered that new trade deals have boosted markets for farmers and others.
"The president's trade policies have been a great benefit to the country." Went through some of the statistics and how that's helped the economy. I think the sentiment is that we allow a little bit more runway for this to be worked out.
Nebraska's Bacon wrote on X that Article 1 of the Constitution places authority over taxes and tariffs with Congress, but for too long it's handed that authority to the executive branch, an argument that Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley made to farm reporters this week. But a House vote to end the tariffs would also need to pass in the Senate and be signed by President Trump, with a more likely scenario that the Supreme Court will have the final say on the fate of the president's tariffs. You're listening to Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford on Winter Show Road in Valley City. Back with the markets after this.